If we can have Pastor David Settles, he's the first vice president here of the Murfreesboro branch of NAACP. He's going to come with a musical selection.
I am happy to be here on such an occasion as this. I'm glad to be a part of such a great organization as the NAACP. And I'm thankful for the legacy that we're celebrating on today, and we're going to celebrate throughout this weekend. Dr. King said something in one of his speeches, and it's a quote from the song that I'm going to sing this morning. He said, "Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. His truth is marching on." We have to be confident that no matter what it looks like, the political outlook, the social outlook, we have to be confident that the truth of God's mercy and justice continues to march. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Singing glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Singing glory, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah, his truth is marching on.
We'd like to thank Mr. Settles for that beautiful, beautiful rendition. If you guys can see, we got the same taste. You know, we have the same lapel flower there. Still don't know how that happened, David. Up next is Reverend Donald Whitmore with the True Gospel MB Church here in Murfreesboro for a special MLK presentation.
Praise the Lord. And all right for me to say that. Praise the Lord. I think I was here last year doing the same thing, crying, right? I think I was. Yeah, you got to have just a few minutes, just a few seconds. I say a few seconds, please. Y'all forgive me. I'm just overcome with emotion. Come on. You see, a lot of years ago, I was just a little boy in the country growing up. And my parents used to say, son, if y'all want to live better than this, you got to go to school and get education. And I got to my second semester of my senior year and didn't know what I was going to do. And MTSU sent a recruiter to a little high school in Bolivar, Tennessee. We had done decently in our grades, and the recruiter said, hey, we can give you a scholarship to go to school. And I ended up coming here, President McPhee. Ended up getting 3 degrees from this university. Wow. So I'm just overcome. With emotion to be here at my alma mater and on program. Can you believe that? A little country boy running barefooted in the woods. And now he's on program.
Yes, sir.
You know, I had a twin brother. We did everything together. When you believe the Lord blessed me to have twin sons. And they in their second semester of high school. And they don't have a scholarship or nothing yet. And I've been teaching them, son, the Bible said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things be added. And they here today, and I'm glad daddy's son's back there in the back. But I'm here to do a Martin Luther King rendition, and like I said, I'm overcome with emotion, and Lord, he'll bless us. But thank MTSU for having this. Thank the NAACP for putting this on. This is a mighty, powerful endeavor. The NAACP is a mighty organization, and that's done a lot of good things. And so I'm so glad to be here in support of that. So glad to be here to see all of you all in support of this. Amen.
Amen.
And I keep throwing these little spiritual phrases in here. Praise God. Amen. Glory. Because that's my life. That's my faith. Praise God. We got to love each other. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm looking around. NAACP is not just for certain people. The NAACP is for everybody. Dr. King, who we honor today, was fighting for everybody. And we all can have this one great community. Amen. I teach elementary school, and I see it in this purest. See those children, young children come to school, and they don't see any color. They don't have any barriers built up or bias built up. And it's a wonderful thing to see. And even on yesterday, I had a great statement from, I coached basketball, elementary basketball, and we had an end of the season party, and they was all in the gym playing ball and eating like we all doing here. And one little boy, and I got all many different ethnic backgrounds on my team, and little boy, he was so glad, and he was so happy and having so much fun, maybe like some of y'all in here today have. And he said, why can't we do this all the time? I made a mental note of that. That it was just a fellowship, and it wasn't a certain color, it wasn't a certain race, but we were all mixed in. He said, why can't we do this all the time? I know, why can't we do this all the time, y'all? Just enjoy fellowship one with another, regardless of race, ethnicity, background, creed, any of that. Amen? Praise the Lord. These are the words of Dr. Martin Luther King. And so I go back to the South not in despair. I go back to the South not with a feeling that we are caught in a dark dungeon that will never lead to a way out. I go back believing that the new day is coming. And so this afternoon, I have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day, right down in Georgia and Mississippi and Alabama, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to live together as brothers. I have a dream this afternoon that one day, little white children and little Negro children will be able to join hands as brothers and sisters. I have a dream this afternoon that one day, One day men will no longer burn down houses in the church of God simply because people want to be free. I have a dream this afternoon that there will be a day when we will no longer face the atrocities that an Emmett Till had to face or Medgar Evers had to face, but that all men can live with dignity. I have a dream that my four little children will not come up in the same young days that I came up with then, but they will be judged on the basis of the content of their character and not the color of their skin. Yes, I have a dream that one day right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, Negroes will be able to buy a house or rent a house anywhere where their money will carry them, and they will be able to get a job. Yes, I have a dream today that one day in this land, the words of Amos will become real, and justice will roll down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. I have a dream. I have a dream that one day we will recognize the words of Jefferson, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Yes, I have a dream. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made straight, and the crooked places will be made plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. I have a dream that the brotherhood of man will become a reality in this day. And with this faith, I will go out and carve a tunnel of hope through the mountain of despair. With this faith, I will go out with you and transform dark yesterdays into bright tomorrows. With this faith, we will be able to achieve this new day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing with the Negro in the spiritual of old, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we're free at last.
We'd like to thank Mr. Whitmore for that. I know you guys are wondering, why does he keep walking back and forth, that's stirring the program, but I'm trying to make sure we're on TV tonight. So I'm pulling double duty. I'm running the camera and I'm emceeing. That's why I'm a multimedia journalist. And I'm also giving Malik a few tips. I'm back there teaching him too, so. All right. Next, we're going to have greetings from Dr. Sidney McPhee, president of the Middle Tennessee State University. Dr. McPhee.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
Wow. Why am I next to Reverend Whitmore? I run this place, don't I? Shouldn't I? Let's give him another round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. Certainly want to welcome you to, as you have heard, the most beautiful campus in the United States of America, MTSU. On behalf of the First Lady of MTSU, Liz McPhee, our 23,000 plus students, 3,000 employees, and 121,000 alumni. Greetings. You know, as president, I always truly look forward to this event, this annual MLK Award program, because it really provides for us something we should always do 24/7, 365 days, a time to reflect on the values and the ideals espoused by Dr. Martin Luther King. And I want you to know that very often I sit and think about, if it were not for Dr. King and many others who sacrificed their lives and their comfort, I would not be president of this university for the past 16 years, ladies and gentlemen. So So we always have to realize our blessings and realize that it's not us, but many who went before us. I want to congratulate all of the award recipients. It is indeed very, very fitting that we take time on this day to say thank you for what you do to make this community what it is. And I would like to thank members of the Murfreesboro branch of the NAACP for every day thinking and working towards keeping Dr. King's dream alive. And his dream need to become our dream so that it continues. So at MTSU, we are pleased to be partners in this endeavor. We are a university that is a family, that reflect this community, that support this community. And ladies and gentlemen, it is truly our honor to host this event and be supportive of such a worthy endeavor. Thank you so much for being here, and I look forward to a wonderful program this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. McPhee. Now, the Honorable Mayor Shane McFarland could not attend this morning, but we have a replacement. My good friend, my fraternity brother, Councilman Kirk Wade.
Good morning, everyone. As I look out over this audience, last year I sat at table 26. They wouldn't let me get up front. Ms. Florence wouldn't let me get up front, but I was a candidate for city council. I didn't know too many people in this room. I probably knew less than 20 or 30 people in this room, but I had a dream, and I turned my dream into action. And so it's kind of fitting today that that's the theme today, is dream to action. I knew I could get elected. I knew that people would come out and vote. As you see, our city has changed, and it's changing rapidly. I want to be part of that change. And if you are an employee of the city, would you please stand? As you can see, we're a city that's very diverse. As we continue to grow, I think you have to realize we're one of the fastest growing cities in the United States. We have the largest undergrad here in the state, with Dr. McPhee leading the charge. We've got a lot of good things going on here. I challenge you to take a lead this year in 2017, to be more community-oriented, to be more focused on getting out and trying to make a difference in your community. That's what we need in our community. We need people. We need doers. We need people to serve. And so on behalf of the city and behalf of our Mayor Shane McFarland, we give you greetings, we bring you greetings, and we also salute you and what you're doing for the NAACP here. Great event, and we look forward to enjoying the rest of the event. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Wade. Up next is the Honorable Mayor Ernest G. Burgess. Going to let us know what that G stands for? The mayor of Rutherford County.
Well, Larry, that stands for green. Of course, I'm used to, Larry usually has me on looking at a camera and he's asking a lot of questions, but I do say that Larry's one of our most pleasant reporters, and he doesn't try to embarrass us, and he tries to help us make look good sometimes, even in when we're having struggles. So, Larry, we appreciate that. Well, Dr. McPhee said he really hated to follow Mr. Whitmore, and we've already had several people that I hate to follow, including Dr. McPhee. But Dr. McPhee, you quoted a lot of numbers, and I can quote some numbers a little bit bigger than that. On behalf of all of the almost 300,000 citizens of Rutherford County, thank you for allowing us to be here, and thank you for having this wonderful event. And we have a bit more than 5,000 employees, I think, in Rutherford County, counting all our wonderful teachers, of course. I've learned something every time I come here. I guess one of the main things it does, it really helps me reflect on really, really what is important in life. And we've already been reminded of some of those things. Pastor Randolph, we have come a long way, he said, as he led us in prayer. And the title on the front of our little book here says, From Dreams to Actions. But yes, we have made substantial progress, thank goodness. And we are celebrating the legacy of a wonderful man. And nothing really happens that's important in most of our lives unless somebody else is influencing that, in particular, God. And somehow, it's just as I think about this, Martin Luther King had a special gift from God. Somehow he was endowed with a wonderful spirit, and he had to have much guidance. But what he's been able to accomplish through you and through everybody that's come before him and after him is still happening. And that's the good thing about what's happening here. And the gentleman, Mr. Whitmore, that recited the I Have a Dream from Mr. King, I'd already looked at those before we got up here. I didn't know he was going to do that. But I have a dream that one day on the Red Hills, this is in your program, of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at a table of brotherhood. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're doing just now. And I hope we're doing that every single day of our life, because that's really what's important in life, us to do everything we can to help somebody else lift up. And I hadn't met our young man that's sitting next to me here, but you'll hear from him in a minute. He's a junior here at MTSU, Mr. Malcolm Dorsey. And I'm a bit older than him, you can tell that. He's a junior. But he's taught me a lesson already tonight. He said he has a word that he likes to think about. And I knew what the word meant, but he really knows what it means in your heart. Altruism. Giving of self without expecting anything in return. That's what life is all about. So we have young men like this that have dreams of their own and how they can make that happen in the lives of other people. So I just want to say thank all of you for allowing us to be a part of this. We do have some of our elected officials here from Rutherford County. I'd like to introduce Mr. Teb Beatty. He's our trustee over here. We have two of our county commissioners, I think, Mr. Allen McAdoo and Mr. Chanto Serino back here. And ladies and gentlemen, it's with great pleasure that we now have selected an outstanding, exceptional person we think is going to lead us to recovery within our sheriff's department. Mr. Mike Fitchew is here with us today. And also he has with him Chief Deputy Lowry. So thank all of you for what you're doing. And we just pray that God will help each one of us to lead ourselves on to even bigger and better things. This is off script. I'm going to thank all of those people that are going to be receiving some recognition today, okay? And I know several of you, and I'm not going to mention all of you, so please forgive me. This little lady sitting right here, Mrs. Martha Cook. In 1957, she and her husband and I walked down the graduation aisle together from Central High School, and I know what a wonderful person he was, and she is certainly helped to even make him a better person over those many years she was able to share him. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor Burgess, and I had penciled in to recognize all the elected officials, so if there are any other elected officials in the room, please stand. Appreciate you. Up next, Mr. Albert Richardson Jr. will be joining us again for another musical selection.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome someday. We'll walk hand in hand, yes we will. We'll walk hand in hand. We'll walk hand in hand today. Oh, deep in my heart, we'll all love together. We'll all love together. Oh yeah, today. Oh, so deep in my heart, I know I and white together, black and white together, black and white together, oh, today, oh, deep in my heart, said I
thank Mr. Richardson for that selection. Alpha Kappa Psi Business Fraternity, Zeta Phi Chapter, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, MTSU Collegiate 100, MTSU Pre-Law Society, and Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated and Murfreesboro Youth Council. I'd like to give them a hand for helping out. And also, when you get home and you take your program, be sure that this program wouldn't be possible without the sponsors. We have a platinum sponsor this year, Nissan. There are a lot of gold, silver, other sponsors there in the back of your book on page 22 and 23. Be sure to support those businesses so they can continue to have functions like this. Mr. Malcolm Dorsey will be introducing our guest speaker. As Mayor Burgess already said, he was president of the Murfreesboro Rutherford County Youth Council. Mr. Dorsey.
Good morning. Oh, man, it is indeed truly a humbling opportunity to even be considered to introduce the keynote, as well as just to be up here with phenomenal leaders in their respective professions and within the community. You know, with dream, a dream stays a dream until there is action. We are the dream actualized. We are together here because there is no big I or little you, but there's a enormous we. So we are the legacy that is living on. Without further ado, our keynote speaker. Okay. All right. Elder Tyrone R. Carter. I know in the program it has L. It's R. Elder Tyrone R. Carter Jr. Had the opportunity to converse with him, and very humble, very down to earth, and transparent. And that's what we need as far as leadership. Has an uncommon passion for his faith in God, and lives with Isaiah 1:17, learn to do well. A proud product of the greater Bay Area. And again, we were talking, he's very much so proud. Mr. Carter hails from Richmond, California, and currently resides in Nashville, Tennessee. Elder Carter serves under the profound leadership of Bishop Joseph W. Walker III at the Mount Zion Full Gospel Baptist Church. Ordained as a young adult pastor, his foundation for life as well as the ministry was born under the guidance of Bishop Paul S. Morton and Dr. Deborah B. Morton at Changing a Generation Full Gospel Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia. He was also called to lead as the state of Georgia's director for young adults for the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship International. Elder Carter now serves as the first assistant and the overseer of young adults at Mount Zion. Elder Carter is dedicated to God's ministry and recognizes that his educational pursuit reflects his walk and journey in life. He received his bachelor's degree in sociology and has received his master's of divinity at Liberty University Baptist Theological Seminary. He will pursue his doctoral degree in counseling in the fall of this year. The renowned Elder Carter has been a guest on the Word Network and various network channels. Elder Carter is a proud member of the oldest and the boldest NAACP organization and has traveled across the nation ministering and encouraging all. His heart for serving God's people remains the same as he focuses on service and not fame and prosperity. Most of all, Elder Carter is an anointed man of God who has been chosen, called, and commissioned to advance the kingdom of God. Elder Carter's ministry is best accurately described in the late Dr. Martin Luther King quote, "If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward." So at this time, I ask that you all please stand and assist me in welcoming Mr. Elder Tyrone R. Carter Jr. as our keynote speaker.
Amen. This is a great day. The Lord is great and to be praised. Thank God for Pastor Whitmore. Amen. You could have just kept going. I could have sat down and we could have went home. Amen. I want to give thanks first to Dr. McPhee for allowing us to host this awesome event. Let's thank God again for him. Thank God for you, sir. And Miss Katie Wilson, the NAACP chapter president here, we thank God for her. And my being here today is by way of Miss Carolyn Cox and as well as Miss Cynthia Harris. And I want to thank God for those wonderful two young ladies who invited me to be here. So let's thank God for them as well. And I also want to thank God for my pastor, Bishop Joseph Warren Walker III, for allowing me to be here today. Do not take that lightly. And I also want to thank God for the Mount Zion Nation that's here today. We got several tables here, and I thank God for all of you that are here today. But most of all, I thank God just for allowing me to wake up this morning. Amen. So we thank God. Now listen, I'm a young preacher, but I also know when it's time to sit down. We won't be before you long, and that's not just a cliche. I won't be up here long. If Dr. King could give a powerful speech in 17 minutes, I think I can do that and sit down so we can go home and do what we got to do. Amen. Amen. So from dreams to action. And I also want to thank God for Brother Malcolm. What a wonderful introduction. Thank God for you, sir. Amen. He has a great mind, a great heart, and he's going to higher places. So we just thank God for him. From dreams to action, celebrate the legacy. Hold fast to dreams. For if dreams die, life is a broken-winged bird that cannot fly. Hold fast to dreams. For when dreams go, life is a barren field filled with snow. Langston Hughes. Hold fast to your dreams. Dreams, in its most practical definition, is when one contemplates the possibility of doing something or that something might be the case. So to dream is to think. To dream is to envision. To dream is to consider. To dream is to imagine. To dream is to conceive. Hold fast to your dreams. I know we live in a day and a time where many of us, especially our millennial generation, we feel that there's not a need to dream anymore. When we see the corruption in our land, when we see the corruption in our government and see corruption in our political offices, we see many of the ones who are set out to protect us are doing us more harm than good. We see our families barely making it. We see a generation with no hope. We see our kids taking the lives of each other. We see the kids taking the lives of their own. We see low self-esteem is rising while Facebook and social media is taking its place and causing even more depression. We see all these different things that now social media is taking the place of us making key relationships. No longer do we feel safer going outside to play anymore. Now we're stuck in the house to do different things, and no longer are we able to really enjoy our childhood because now we have to grow up a little faster and we have to do things a little more. We see all this despair. We see hopelessness. We see so much turmoil. How can one dream in such a bad situation? How could one dream when we see the current coming in officials that really do not want to see us succeed and can say anything and say anything to women and say anything to people of color and really not stand behind what this nation should have been built on and how we help build this nation? How can one dream when it seems as if every time we go 1 foot forward, we get pushed back 7 foot backwards? How can one dream? How can one dream when it seems that the reality is? Dr. King told us, I say to you today, my friends, that in spite of the difficulties and frustrations of the moment, I still have a dream. Regardless of what you and I face, my brothers and sisters, this morning, we must still have a dream. We must dream that soon things will get better. We must dream that we will be the top doctors and the top nurses and the top engineers and the top lawyers and athletes and musicians and preachers and whatever we put our minds to. We must dream that we will be at the top. We have to be like Drake said, started from the bottom, but now we are here. We are here at the top. We must dream that God has something supernatural and powerful for our destiny and we have a purpose in this life. We must hold fast to our dreams. So to hold fast to your dreams is basically securing your dream. How does one secure their dreams and how does one move their dream into reality? How can we make sure that our dreams become action and not just sitting on a shelf? The first step is realizing that we must not get stuck daydreaming. We must not get stuck daydreaming. We must get past a moment of just staring off to space, but never coming back down to do the work. We must move from just dreaming for better laws and policies to actually getting ourselves up and going to vote, whether it's local or national. We must do better. We must put action to our dreams.
Too many of us get stuck in the dream phase and never begin to do the work that causes our dreams to come true. Dr. King had a dream, but he also knew that in order for this dream to come to pass, he must put some work. He understood there must be some action. He understood that this dream needed some legs to carry this thing. We must understand that we are in fight for each other, not against each other. We must understand that no longer can we operate with the crab mentality. Soon as we see one of our brothers and sisters making it, we cannot go and try to pull them down, but we need to push them out so that they can come back and bring us back. So the second step, I told you I won't be for long, I only got three steps. The second step is holding fast to your dream, is realizing that it's a process. Dr. King realized that it was a process, that the whirlwinds of revolt will continue to shake the foundations of our nation until the bright day of justice emerges. It was a process that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident and that all men are created equal. There was a process. The process might not be easy, but it's necessary. Michael Jordan understood that the process might not be easy, but it's necessary. He got cut from his high school varsity team, but he understood that he had a dream. He understood he had to put some work. Yeah, he was going to have to shoot more. He was going to have to work out more. But guess what? How many of you know that he's the number one NBA player of all time? Why? Because he understood it was a process. The last step that we must understand to our dream is to know that sometimes God will give you a dream that overrides your agenda. You might have set yourself out to be a fireman, but God might give you a dream to be the next mayor. You might set yourself out to be the best basketball player, but God might set yourself, like myself, to be the next preacher. God, you might have set yourself out to be the next entrepreneur, but God might have put a dream in you to run one of the top CEO, be one of the top CEOs in a big company. God, we have to understand that just because we dream, God might have a bigger dream that overrides our agenda. The I Have a Dream speech was not Dr. King's original speech for that particular day. But God placed a dream so big inside of him that it caused him to share with the world that he had a dream. Know that whenever God gives you a dream, he's calling you to do something amazing in the earth. God gave Noah the dream of building an ark. God gave Abraham the dream of being the father of a great nation. God gave Joseph the dream of being a leader that would save his people. God gave Nehemiah the dream of building the wall around Jerusalem. God gave Harriet Tubman a dream. God gave Katherine Johnson and Dorothy Vaughan and Mary Jackson a dream to be the first African-American women to create history in NASA and for our country. God gave Michael Jordan a dream to be the best NBA player. God gave Jay-Z a dream to be one of the biggest producers and rappers of all time. God gave Beyonce a dream. That's why the Beehive is so big. God gave Biggie Smalls a dream. It was all a dream. I used to read Water magazines. God gave them a dream. God gave you a dream to be the next big producer. God might have given you a dream to be the next Serena Williams. God may have given you a dream to start your own business, to be the first one to graduate from college. God have given you a dream to be a solution to a problem that exists in the earth. God gave you a dream. Look at your neighbor and say, I have a dream. When thinking of Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech, there's one scripture that comes to mind. Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think or dream or imagine or envision or create according to the power that worketh in us. God has given you the power. God has given you the wisdom. God has given you the strength, the wherewithal to accomplish every dream that he gives you. No longer will your dreams be able to sit on the shelf. No longer will your dreams where you won't be able to remember them, but God is about to bring back to your remembrance every dream that you thought you had lost. And he's going to give you provision for every vision. I'm reminded of a popular story. Here it is, and I'm going to sit down. There was a young boy who loved Batman. And he had the Batman cape. He had the Batman wallpaper. He had everything Batman, Batman sheets, everything. He loved Batman. And here it is that he was watching a particular show of Batman, and Batman got into a fix. And Batman, this time the Joker played a trick on Batman. And he put a time belt on him, and he was at the bottom of the sea. And while he was at the bottom of the sea, they put this trick on the screen. As we all know, it says to be continued. And here it is, the young boy with his mind. He's trying to figure out how is Batman going to get out. He didn't see him get out of all these different things. He didn't see him get out of all these different fixes. And seeing how the Joker tried to play tricks on him and bring him down and keeping him down and try to keep him to fail and all these different things. So here it is, he's crying, and his daddy comes in the room and says, "Boy, what's wrong with you?" He said, "I'm trying to figure out how Batman is going to get out of this thing." So here it is, the next day, the boy is at school, and the teacher's trying to teach. He's not even paying attention. He's not listening to anything the teacher has to say because he's worried about how Batman is going to get out of this fix. And here it is that he usually would catch the bus back home, but now he's running home. He skipped the bus, jumped the fence, and gets back home and sits in front of the TV. And when they come back, they play the replay and let them know what was left. And he sees Batman still sitting there. And then the next thing he knows, Batman is sitting with his cape flying and sitting, standing on Gotham City. And he's trying to understand, how in the world did Batman get out of this fix? So here it is, he's crying again because he can't understand how he got out of it. So here it is, his daddy comes back and said, "Boy, what you crying about now?" He said, "Daddy, listen, I know the last time I cried, Batman was in the fix, but now I'm crying because he's standing on Gotham City and I have no idea how he made it out." And his daddy said, "Boy, it's simple." He said, "Daddy, tell me what it is that how he got out." He said, "It was written in the script." And I come to let you know, brothers and sisters, your dream will come to pass because it's written in the script. God bless you.
Come on, we can do better than that. We'd like to thank Elder Carter for that powerful message. Short and powerful message.
Appreciate it, Brother Carter.
Now we're at the portion of the program where we're going to present the honorees. Mary Wade is not going to present them today. She's given that duty to Sandra Kelton. So, Ms. Kelton, if you wouldn't mind coming, she's with the awards committee, and she's going to be presenting our honorees.
The Jerry Anderson Hero Awards are presented to identify those who are well regarded for great or brave acts towards others without thinking of themselves. And before we get started into honoring the honorees, I'd like to introduce and ask Jerry's sister, Monica Green, and any family members that are in attendance to stand. As we move right along, I'm asking you to be patient. The order will be, I will announce the honoree, read the highlights of their bio, and then as I commence, I would like them to come up in front and receive your award. Pump engineer Doug English. On June 2nd, 2016, Engineer 3 was dispatched to an unresponsive person. CPR in progress. Upon EMS arrival, off-duty pump engineer Doug English was administering life support. Doug's initial actions provided emergency crews with a viable patient. A humble man who quietly does his job but does it well, he never misses an opportunity to help where he is needed. Mr. Doug English.
I'd like to thank y'all for this. I was just able to help my neighbor. He's a former firefighter, retired captain. I actually walked out on my back porch, seen the gentleman next door, hollered at him a couple times, over, knew he was in trouble, so I grabbed my bag and went to work like I normally would on a fire call or ambulance call. Fortunately, he was able to regain consciousness, went back to the hospital, they were able to get a pulse back on him, and he's doing well today. He's lost a lot of weight. He's actually and getting in a lot better shape. So.
Our next group of honorees are Captain Tony Lahue, Firefighter Melvin Holmes, Firefighter Ryan Battle, and Firefighter Ben Honeycutt. Responding to a call on February 8, 2016, Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue Department, Engine 3, responded to a medical call for an unresponsive patient. Firefighter Ryan Battle initiated treatment. Firefighter Ben Honeycutt administered oxygen, and Firefighter Melvin Holmes assisted EMS. The crew members and Captain Tony Lahue went above and beyond to keep the patient's wife and five-year-old daughter informed and calm. Captain Lahue stated, "Their firefighters' actions were professional, inspiring, and compassionate. The crew of Engine 3 that evening were, in my definition, what a public servant should always strive to be. And also, as they come, Mr. Melvin Holmes is not able to be here, but his lovely daughter came in his honor." Captain Lahue, Firefighter Ryan Battle, Firefighter Ben Honeycutt.
I've been doing this for 30 years, and it's been said I came with the building. And I'm doubly honored here today because I'm about to get to do something that I truly like to do. I'm going to brag on my crew a little bit. I feel like a dinosaur in the sense that these days I can basically point the direction and get out of the way. And these guys are made me proud every time they won't call. We're being honored for an act that we are willing to do every day. And it is, in my opinion, the actions that lead up to what we can do, the training, the self-discipline it takes that these men have every day, the dedication they do it, that they're willing to do it on holidays, weekends, away from their family. They are willing to do this, as most public servants are, at any time. So if you find yourself in need, strong, able-bodied men and women like these two gentlemen standing right here beside me and Mr. English sitting over there, I want their families to know that these are honorable men and that they're here for you at any time.
Our next Jerry Anderson Hero Award is to thank him for his service. On June 6, 1945, Mr. James Herschel Newsom was drafted in the U.S. Army and stationed in Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. He received an honorable discharge from the United States Army in 1946. Mr. Newsom is one of the oldest World War II veterans in our community. Mr. Newsom and his wife of 66 years, Miss Emma V. Henry Newsom, was blessed with 8 children. He was a coordinator of National Night Out, formerly known as Crime Night Out, for the Green Valley area and has been active in other community events. We'd like to honor and thank him for his service. U.S. Army retired James Herschel Newsom. Our next group will be the Jerry Anderson Humanitarian Award honorees. The Jerry Anderson Humanitarian Awards are presented to members of the community nominated by their peers that want to recognize those who continuously give back to the community, working to make other lives better. Ms. Martha Cook is our first honoree. Is a native of Murfreesboro, having attended Campus Training School, Central High School, Middle Tennessee State University. My professional time has been spent serving the community of Murfreesboro, what is now Bank of America, for 30 plus years. She's also been involved with the Hope Christian Center for 16 years. She says her passion is working with students. Her involvement at the center is one way I can share my faith. The ministry is this segment of Murfreesboro Ford's an outreach opportunity that is one of the most important because, based on my experience, we have become the hands and the feet of Jesus. Ms. Martha Cook.
What I'm thinking right now, is it really necessary that I have to say something? Yes, because I would end up crying. And that's a prerogative of women anyway. Is that
right?
Yes, all right. So I can relax just a little bit. What I want to do is read, see, this is from St. Francis, C.C. It's in it, Leo. And I mean, I can read it.
Yes,
but if I can't, then yes, y'all just have to bear with me, all right? Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console. To be understood as to understand. To be loved as to love. For it is in yielding that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life.
Amen.
I hope that carries me forward until he calls me home. And if you want to ever come to the Hope Center, we'll be more than... It's in a mobile home park. And it's... And we have so many special children there. They are diverse. They are of different color. And they are my children. Thank you.
Our next honoree, Bart Walker, Mr. Bart Walker. He is recognized as the owner of WGNS. 1450 AM 100.5 FM 101.9 and worldwide service at WGNSradio.com, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. This is just a few of the things that he does. They're not all listed, but I'm going to highlight the high points. During national disasters, tornadoes, floods, ice storms, and etc., and other emergencies, WGNS stops regular programming and devotes 100% on its airtime to keep listeners informed, earning the Tennessee Emergency Management Agency Station of the Year Award. Locally, Bart has been an active supporter of collection and distribution of Blanket Brigade, the Kool-Aid program, distributing fans, Read to Succeed, support literacy programs, recycling old Bibles, and much more. He has been honored with the highest award given by the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters. On May 14, 2016, Bart was inducted into the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame. Always a good neighbor, supporting his community. Mr. Bart Walker.
Thank you very much. I'm really so humbled to be here this morning. When they phoned me to invite me here, I thought they had the wrong person. But I accept this for you, because you are the ones who are making this possible. I believe that this community is the great community that it is, that we all enjoy, that we all love being a part of, because we have people who care for each other. And you know, you can hear them every day when they call in on the radio. It's a diverse view that they have. I mean, we have people who are for and against everything imaginable, but they are here in our community. And I love hearing them together, and I do mean together, because I think that's why we are so far ahead of other communities. And I think if we stop and think right now, we can all visualize in our mind somebody who was special to us in earlier years who have made Dr. King's dream come true. You picture that person in your mind right now. They may not be with us, but they made such a difference in our lives. And it was 70 years ago, and this is where I believe in predestination. It was 70 years ago that WGNS came on the air. And I think that GNS in the call letters is a powerful statement. GNS is Good Neighbor Station. And that's what Dr. King was all about. People being good neighbors. And as we heard his dream speech given again today, it brought back powerfully all of the things that are here in our community. And I'm so thankful to be here. This is a moment I will always remember. And I thank you very much.
Our next honoree, Chaplain Ernest Newsom. His music holds a special sway in his life, especially over the last 13 years, since he has been playing professional jazz, spirituals, and Latin music. He was nominated for sharing his gift of music with the Murfreesboro City School System and community, touching the hearts and souls of the families, regardless of race, class, religion, or gender. Also, to him, music is a service to humanity and bridge uniting race, religion, ethnic, sex, culture, and socioeconomic differences. His life accomplishments include active military service in the U.S. Army and U.S. Navy Reserves, serving as a Navy chaplain. His community activities include the NAACP, Murfreesboro Branch, past first vice president, the American Legion, past chaplain, 100 Black Men of Middle Tennessee, Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, National Military Chaplains Association, our own Mr. Reverend Dr. Newsom.
Good morning, everyone. Giving honor to God and to all of his witnesses, especially my wife, to my left, would she please stand? Because if it was not for her, I probably would not be here. Giving honor also to the rest of my family, would they please stand? Give an honor to my church members. They are here. Both Journey Point and the Sudanese congregation. The Journey Point congregation and Sudanese. Thank you for being here. Thank you. So you can see, I am well protected, so don't start anything. It gives me great, great honor to accept this award on the behalf of my family, my friends, and to each of you who support me. music is very special in my life and in the lives of many of you. I see music as one of God's greatest gifts. You see, music can go through any branches. No divisions can stop music. Music can calm even the fiercest beast. And everybody can understand music if you cannot understand various languages. You can understand music. So God has blessed me with this great gift, and as long as I have breath in my body, I will continue to use it to God's greatest advantage. To whom God has given much, he expects much. Some he has blessed with only one gift. Others he has blessed with many gifts. God has blessed me with many gifts. He has blessed me with the gift of ministry, blessed me with the gift of working, relationships with others, and has blessed me with the gift of music. And I will use it to your advantage as well as God's. So thank you very much I would like to thank the branch for recognizing me for this award, and thank the committee for selecting me for this award. Thank you very much.
They say they always save the best for last. But they were all our best. Amen. Cynthia Ann Lyons Wilson, the third oldest of six children born to the late Reverend Samuel M. Lyons and Sally Lyons Camp in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Her latest and most enjoyable project is the FAITH, the Faith Awards of Murfreesboro. The group researches and finds the first African American in history of Murfreesboro in whatever their field or achievement may be, and honor them at a banquet. She enjoys traveling and recently returned from South Africa. Ms. Lyons Wilson says, giving back and helping others is the path that God has for her right now. To live, laugh, and love are her three daily goals. Ms. Cynthia Ann Lyons Wilson.
Best for last. Now, I'm very humbled to receive this. I want to thank, like you said, my family, first of all, but thank God.
Amen.
For giving me the vision to do the things that I do. I thank my family. There's nothing that anyone can do by yourself. That's nothing. Right. Anything anybody do, there's always someone of another race that's attached to it. Mm-hmm. Get us involved. I thank my other part of the Faith Awards, my sister, my brother, who originated this group with me. I thank them, Sandy and Ronnie. They have eased. Command Sergeant Major, retired Command Sergeant Major, he keeps me in check. My sister keeps the books straight, because you can't do it all, so you can't be everything. We just honored Mr. Walker last year. And like I said, my biggest adventure was going to South Africa. It put a whole new light on what we take for granted here. When you go there, you see those children and raising money for that, and that's the path that God has me on, is raising money to help other people. It's not about you. It's for other people. And those children there, those little girls, and just to see this many rooms, just the girls at that school that couldn't go to school because of their cycle. And $25 Capitalist girls to school for a year. And we were, our group of Murfreesboro, this community, we came together and gave $7,500 to those girls. On top of getting to see the giraffes and the elephants, all that stuff in their own habitat, it was wonderful. So, you know, when I was given this honor, I'm going to do something and I might get beat down, but you can't put back. They had me back.
Amen.
But when God gave me the vision of this, and he said, take the word, the community. Okay. And this is something new, and I don't think y'all heard it before. Take the word, the community. You know how you're in school, you have to break that word down. I'm going to give you one conjunction of and. And this is going to give you the definition of a community. You and I commit to unity in the city and county in time and money. All those words come out of the word, the community. It defines it. And when God gives me the creative gifts and the juices to flow like that, again, I'm going to do something. And like I said, this many people in this room, just to see how easy it is to help someone else. So, each one of you paid $30 for a ticket. If we just put the gratuity of $5 each, and I'm going to be the first one to pay my gratuity on that $30 to NAACP for what they're doing. If everybody in here just gave $5, you're well over $1,200 to give back to NAACP to refund this and keep this going. Mm-hmm. If anyone is willing to do that, I'm sure they have someone that's willing to take that. That's how easy it is for us to raise funds and do things just to help a little bit at a time. I don't know who this young lady is, but I want to get to know you. Because the funds that I raise, that's what I give back, is to help people like that. We'll be doing an event March 11th with Wes Morgan. He is a great friend of mine. He comes here. We do a lot of things together. Wes Morgan, Megan Pipus, she's a little ventriloquist, was Miss Tennessee down at Vanderbilt. Been on the Oprah Winfrey Show, America's Got Talent. She's coming back to Murfreesboro. NFL retired player Terrence Pennington. We'll be getting together and we'll be doing, I want to get with the police department, we'll be doing an event called From Bad to Better, meaning bullying, alcohol, and drugs. From bad to better, that we can make better decisions on how we can handle those situations for our children, not so much as the adults, but for our children, so that they know how to handle those situations. So it will be coming through Wes Morgan, Megan Pipus, and Terrence Pennington to teach these children that. It will be at Zion Ministries. Admission is $15 for adults and $10 for children. Proceeds will be given back to the community. It's not for me. It's for me to help other people. So if everyone would, just $5, $10, whatever you can give, just give back, because they do these things for giving these youth backpacks and all this stuff that we try to help the community. And we are all, everybody in this room is part of the community. Mm-hmm. Everybody. Even you, Steve Master. Look at me side-eyed, don't look at me funny. I just called you out. So I thank you all. I thank you all. And this is not for me. This is for you. And I thank God.
On behalf of our committee and our chair, Mary Wade, we'd like to thank you for allowing us your time and allowing the honorees to allow us to honor them. Thank you.
And after the program is over, one of the photographers have asked that all of the honorees meet over in the corner. Wanted to get a group picture of everyone together. So afterwards, if we could do that first before you start mingling. Katie Wilson is going to give our final remarks. And then after her benediction will take place, Reverend Donald Whitmore.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
This has been a blessed day. We want to say thank you to all of you all to come out and support our honorees. But first, I would like for our guest speaker, on behalf of the Murfreesboro branch, we just say thank you for taking time to come to be our speaker today. You had a great message.
Thank you.
And I think they had, I think our MC took my speech that asked the young people to stand because we wanted him to support this pastor. But they've already stood. We would like for our MC.
Give an award too.
On behalf of the Murfreesboro branch, we just said thank you. Every time we call you, you said, I'm willing. I come. I'll be there.
Okay.
On behalf of the branch, we just said thank you for being our MC today.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
I'm going to have Ms. Florence Smith. We're going to do the membership award today. And where she's coming, every event, we honor the person that solicits the highest number of members within the time frame in which Ms. Smith sets through the membership committee. So we would be honoring that person today, and I'm hoping that person is here. We have no idea who the person is, but Ms. Smith will. She would tell us.
Good morning. Today we will be recognizing the person, like she said, that has enrolled the most members during this campaign. At every fundraising campaign, we, of course, honor someone. And today our honoree is Ms. Bonchelle Stembridge. Oh.
Also on your program, you will see the list of our life members. So as they complete the payment for life membership, whether it's silver, gold, a gold inheritance, or diamond, the national office sends their plaque to the Murfreesboro branch. Today, we're going to recognize two that have fully paid their memberships. Jacquie Walker, we would like for her to come forward. She's a fully paid up life member of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. I'd just like to say thank you again, and we praise God for all of you all being here. This has been a blessed morning. I think we have been blessed in more ways than one. And I just want to thank the honorees again, from our first responders to our citizens and all the way to our retired veterans. Let's give them another hand. And I noticed the MC also took some of my thunder regarding our sponsors, but we also have supporters because we have churches and individuals that have purchased tables. We just want to say thank you. Thank you for continuing to support us as a branch. Give yourself a hand for that. And on behalf of Reverend Goldie Wade and Mrs. Carolyn Cox for being our chair and co-chair, we want to say a special thank to MTSU staff and also Airmark. They worked diligently with us in making sure that everyone was seated. And we just said, thank you, Lord. Everyone was seated, no problem. And I think the food was great, right? All right. They would like to hear that from you, too. I would like to have our planning committee. This is the planning committee as well as the ward committee. Will you please stand and be recognized? And we just say thank you for being involved. And, of course, we already said that this day we're celebrating young people because they really want to get involved. They want to do more than just sit around and doing anything but looking at their phones, doing social media. We have the presidents here on the dais, MTSU president, and also the young people president for the youth council. And they're going to be doing more with the march on Monday. So we just said support the young people when they ask you. And also we continue to give them guidance. For those that are not aware, JR is an official photographer. And he's also videoing this today. So if anyone wants a copy of the DVD, please see him today. And before you leave, and he can tell you the more detail. My last announcement is for Monday. And I think you have little cards on the table about the march that will begin at Central Magnet School. It's sponsored by the group, the Masonic, and I think SUW and Bridgestone. Would y'all like to stand? They're sponsoring the march on Monday. And they told me to tell you all, if you want breakfast, you better come at 10 o'clock, even though they don't start the march to 12, because the food go fast. So if you want something for breakfast, they have the juices as well as the sandwich. Please come and partake with them. Also, at 1 o'clock, the young people in the back table are with the MLK leadership. Board Chair, Reverend James, is back there too. We will be sponsoring the program inside Patterson Park Community Center at 1 o'clock. So please come out and celebrate with the young people from elementary school to MTSU. They will be showcasing their talent. So this ends my remarks, and I just said thank you all for coming.
I'm ready to do the benediction, and I don't want to take too long, but these my boys. In all their life, I always took advantage of teaching opportunities. And I would tell them, this son is this, and this son is this. And this is a great teaching opportunity. I want to teach them something the Lord taught us. All right. So, yeah, look at these people right here. These Lord's people saw. They're all different colors and races. Jesus said, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you. All right. So, y'all, don't hurt God's people. You growing up in the young men, you love everybody. That means if they hurt you, you forgive them. The Bible says you do good to a dog. Don't John Moore talk about people don't hurt people. You're going to be a man. You love these people. Stand up. Hold your head up. Treat people right in life. Don't do wrong. That's part of my prayer, y'all. Yeah, I teach my family. It's the same thing we teach at church. And I pray for everybody here. And as you see God, people, you will love them. You will do right. That's right. Now, boy, I never taught them to hate people. Never taught them to look at people because of strange, because they were different, and you think you better than anybody else. Y'all, right. Boy, love God's people, yeah? Right. Let us bow. Oh, righteous Father, it's in the name of Jesus that we thank you for what we've experienced today. Amen. Heavenly Father, we love you. You blessed us today in this endeavor. Thank you for MTSU, for our speaker today, dear Lord, Brother Carter, for the NAACP, dear God, and all these community leaders that's here today, and all of your people, dear Lord. We thank you for this opportunity to share in this event, dear God, that we, Heavenly Father, will remember your goodness and your kindness, your grace and your love, dear God, that it helped bring people together all across this nation and all through this world. Heavenly Father, it's on today that I'm so glad to be part of your program, that I can uplift the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, and share the message of love. It's in your name we thank you. Continue to bless the NAACP. Continue to bless MTSU and all these community activists, dear Lord, these leaders, dear God, that they will continue, to, Heavenly Father, to perpetuate, Heavenly Father, what you have given us so freely, and that's your love. It's in Jesus' name we thank you today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God, everybody. Let's go, boy.